T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
In a rare move, California Supreme Court is granting a hearing over a request by Governor Newsom and Democratic lawmakers to remove an initiative from the 2024 ballot that would require voters to approve any increase in state or local taxes or fees. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, why don't the Democrats want this on the ballot?
Because they said it was such a bomb that if it went off, or even the threat of it going off, would really hurt local governments. What we've got here is a move by the Business Roundtable, which is a big business in California, and tax opponents saying that, you know, California's spending and taxing way too easily, and they want to put restrictions on it. They want to say that if taxes are going to go up on the statewide level, it'll take two-thirds vote in the state assembly and the state senate, which is what we have now, but they want to add on, it also has to go in front of the voters for approval. And they also want the same deal for local taxes. And the Democrats say that, like I said, that would really just change the whole ball game in both locally and on the statewide level. And they have, one of the things they've done is they proposed a ballot measure to go on the same November ballot that would make it tougher for measures like this to pass. But we'll see if that happens. But right now, what they're doing is they're going to court saying that they don't even want this on the ballot to begin with, saying it's basically a constitutional amendment and this isn't the way to do it. But the Business Roundtable has more than enough signatures to put it on the ballot. So it's a sticky one for everyone involved.
So talk about this showing cause before the court. The court is going to be considering some things when they decide whether this goes on the ballot. What are they going to be measuring?
Well, they got to look at whether this initiative is a change to the constitutional amendment or a revision. That's the big thing. You know, whether or not it's an out-and-out change that requires it go through the legislature first, which it probably never would get out of, and then go before voters, or if it's a revision, you know, which is a tinkering, which has greater leeway. Now, traditionally, the court allows these things to go on the ballot. We've had a number of various things from gay marriage on out that have gone on the ballot and then been questioned by the courts. And then they decide whether or not it's constitutional. This is the first time that I can remember the government trying to do an in run saying, no, we don't even want this going in front of voters. And, you know, it's being likened to if it passed, the biggest hit the state would take tax wise since Proposition 13. And we know that everybody felt about that. So somehow the state survived that. Some people say for the worse, but they don't want a replay of that. So the governor it's being done sort of on the quiet side. You're not seeing a lot of press conferences about this, but this is a big fight. It involves the unions, and it involves the schools, and it involves big business and small business. And so, you know, keep your eyes on it, because it's heating up and it's going to come possibly to a boil.
So isn't this democracy in action? Isn't this what we want, to have voters have the say?
Oh, what a unique idea, Eric.
But Phil,
what a unique idea. Well, we'll see what the courts say about that.
How badly would schools be impacted by this?
That's a question. We don't right now. Most of this would be if they wanted to go and get more. OK, this isn't something that goes retroactive. It only goes retroactive to 222. So there's not, I don't know how many school initiatives are on there, but a lot of times schools are bonds as well. But all of it would be impacted one way or another. And that's why I think everybody is arming up for what could be a real fight.
You know, what I see happening here is some of the bond insurers saying, I don't know about you guys.
Well, that's one of the fears that, you know, that the government has, is that people would be looking at this going, this is uncertainty. What's going on here? If you do pass taxes or you do your budgets and then it has to go, includes fee raises or tax raises that have to be approved by the voters, that changes the entire dynamic. And that's what the group is out to do. And it's a big move. And like I said, and that's why they don't even, and I don't think the governor at this point would be, you know, willing to bet that the voters don't approve this. And that's why they also have that measure on the ballot that says that even if you approve this, then at the same time, we're putting something on the ballot that would basically negate it and say that if you want to raise tax, make it 2/3 of a vote to raise taxes, then the measure that does that has to have 2/3. It gets complicated, but the bottom line is this is a big move. And it's got big stakes on it, and you and I may or may not have a say in it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.